The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Sunday, Dimitri Mitropoulos will return to the New York Philharmonic to conduct an exciting concert that includes the music of Mozart and Beethoven. The soloist in the Mozart Violin Concerto No. 3 in G Major will be the Soviet violinist Leonid Kogan. Every Sunday on CBS Radio, you'll hear the world's greatest artists perform with the New York Philharmonic. Join us on most of these same stations this Sunday to hear the New York Philharmonic conducted by Dimitri Mitropoulos with Leonid Kogan as soloist.
Honey?
Goodness, Harry, are you home already?
Yeah, have you started dinner?
No, I'm just some peeled potatoes.
Well, forget it. There's an ice carnival over at Lanesboro with an ice skating show with torches and all that.
Really?
Yeah, I thought we could all pile in the car and drive over. We'll pick up a bite to eat somewhere. Thought maybe Betsy and Aunt Effie might get a kick out of it.
Oh, yes, Betsy, come in here.
Aunt Effie's still here, isn't she?
Oh, yes, she'll be here at least a week. Aunt Effie! Yes. Come on, we're going to an ice carnival. Betsy, come here, dear.
Now, put on plenty of warm clothes.
Oh, yes, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
Betsy?
Where is she?
Oh, she's in here watching some cartoons as usual. Betsy? Betsy!
Come on. Now, don't speak to your mother that way.
Why?
Daddy has a surprise for you. He's taking you to an ice carnival.
Aww.
Well, how do you like that? You wonder why you're planning anything for them, really.
Well, there's going to be an ice show now. Won't that be fun?
No. I want to watch Papa.
Oh. Turn off the television.
Oh, I can never do anything.
Now, come on. We've got to dress up very warm.
When I grow up, I'm going to do just what I want to do.
Well, when you grow up, you can do just what you want to do. Now, come on. Here, put on your sweater.
No. I don't want a sweater.
You have to dress up warmly now. We're going to be outside. Now, come on.
No, I'm not going to wear that awful old sweater.
What is the matter now?
Oh, she never wants to wear a sweater.
It itches.
Oh, it doesn't itch at all. It's nylon. Now, feel it.
It itches me.
No,
put it on.
Well, what is this about a night carnival?
Oh, there's one over in Lanesboro. So we drive over and see it.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, you ought to enjoy that.
Oh, well, you're going to, Aunt Effie.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, of course you are.
No, you run along. I'm not going to horn in.
Oh, horn in. You're not horning in.
Aunt Effie, the reason I suggested it at all was...
No. When I come to visit you, I certainly don't want you to feel you have to drag me along every time you're going.
Oh.
I don't want to barge in.
Oh, you are not barging in. You're going along. Now, put on some heavy wool socks. I'll get some for you. And you can wear my jacket with a hood. I've got an old one.
No, dear.
Now, Betsy, put on your slacks and then your leggings, and I'll get some wool socks for you.
I'm not going to wear slacks and leggings. It's too bunchy.
But why do we have to go through this every time she gets dressed to go outdoors?
I don't want to go to an awful old ice thing anyway. I want to stay home and watch Papa.
Why don't I stay home with it, and you two run along?
Look, I planned this thing for all of you, and you're all going. So please take that. I thought it would be fun.
Oh, it's a wonderful idea, dear, really. And we will have fun. I'll put this sweater on, young lady.
I don't like just tagging along.
I won't wear both slacks and leggings.
Oh, no, now hurry up, will you, all of you?
Curtain going up on mystery, melodrama, romance, human interest, and adventure along the frontier. In fact, every Sunday, CBS Radio raises the curtain on five exciting dramatic shows that are all quite different and all good to hear. This Sunday, follow someone to his fate in our next tense tale of suspense. Race yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to the solution of his next insurance fraud mystery. Join the FBI in Peace and War in their crackdown on crime. Share the triumph of justice as the law goes into action on indictment. And get right into another Western fracas on Gunsmoke. Every one of these engrossing dramas is part of our Sunday lineup here at CBS Radio. And each one, in its own way, is a listening thrill. Join us every Sunday on most of these same stations for all five of these first-rate dramatic shows. Don't miss our Suspense, Johnny Dollar, the FBI in Peace and War, Indictment, and Gunsmoke on CBS Radio this Sunday.
Come on. What is everybody doing?
Well, I'm all ready.
Now go on out and get the car warmed up. We'll be right out
there. Oh, all right. Step on it now. I don't know if there's even time to stop and eat now. The ice show begins at 7:30.
Well, dear, we have to get so bundled up. I've got so many sweaters and designs.
Well, that's a good thing. I always say to keep your feet warm. You're warm.
All right. I'll go out and get the car warmed up. Boy, it is cold. Now step on it.
Yes. All right. Now where's Betsy? Betsy! Oh, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you eating a cookie? What have I said?
I said she could have one.
Oh, well, all right, Jennifer. Now, come on, get your jacket on.
I'm not going to wear that awful jacket.
Now, look here, young lady.
No, Mommy, please. You want to wear my coat.
Your good coat? Well, no, indeed, we're going to an ice carnival. You wear this jacket.
Oh, no, Mommy.
You can't wear your good coat. That's for Sunday school and when we go out.
We're going now.
Oh, no, put on your jacket.
No.
Why?
I don't look pretty in it.
Oh, of course you look pretty in it. Look at Aunt Effie. She's wearing Mommy's jacket with a hood. You look just like Aunt Effie.
I don't want to look like Aunt Effie. She's homeless.
What did you say? Nothing. You apologize to Aunt Effie this minute.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, it certainly does matter, Aunt Effie.
I think you'd best forget it.
I'm not going to forget it. Well, just... No, we're not going anywhere until you apologize. Sit down, Aunt Effie, please.
Well,
sit down, please. And we will sit right here until you apologize.
Well, come on, will you? Well, what are you doing just sitting in the living room? I'm waiting out here in the car.
Sit down, Daddy. Sit down, please. We're not going anywhere until Betsy apologizes to Aunt Effie.
Well, what'd she do?
She didn't do anything. She said something.
Well, what'd she say?
Do you want to tell Daddy what you said? So we're staying right here until you apologize. In fact, you'd better go up to your room and think about it. Go on.
Go to your room. Look, we're going to an ice carnival.
I don't know.
The ice will be melted by the time we get there. It'll be spring.
Go to your room. Go on.
Go on. Now march up those stairs.
Oh, well, for Pete's sake, what did she say?
I don't even care to repeat it. I don't know how she could possibly. I just can't tell you, Aunt Effie, how sorry I am. I just feel terrible. I don't know where she picks up these things.
What in heaven's name does she say?
Well, out of the mouths of babes comes the truth, I guess.
Oh, Aunt Effie, please, now don't say such a thing.
Well, it is the truth, I guess.
It is not. My goodness, you're...
What sick. Did she say?
She said I was homeless.
Well, why would she say that?
She didn't want to wear her jacket with the hood.
Well, what is not wanting to wear her jacket with a hood got to do with the fact that Aunt Effie's homely?
Well...
Oh, I don't mean the fact that you're homely. You're not homely, Aunt Effie. I mean, in fact, we've often said how pretty you are, haven't we, dear?
Yes, of course.
I mean, many times.
I don't know what's the matter with Betsy lately.
No.
She's so unpleasant. I'm just ashamed. I just don't know what to do with her.
If it had been me when I was little, I'd have been spanked.
You can't
be continually spanking them for everything. We say spanking for when she's done something really terrible.
Well, I think telling somebody she's homely is certainly terrible.
Oh, yes. All right. Spank her.
Well, you're her father. You do the spanking.
Look, I didn't even hear her say it.
Well, what did that matter? I told you she said it.
And I can verify.
Well, look, if we're going to spank her, let's spank her and get it over with. I've already bought the tickets to the ice carnival.
Well, she is so bundled up, it wouldn't do any good to spank her this way. She's too well padded. And I'm not going to take off the sweaters and the slacks and the leggings and put them all back on again. We'll stay home first.
Look, it seems to me...
Shh. She's coming down.
Oh. Well, are you ready to apologize?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Aunt Effie?
Yes, Betsy?
I'm sorry you're homely.
No, I'm sorry I said you're homely.
I'm sorry I said you're homely.
Ah, fine. There, all right. Come on, let's get going.
Well, I don't think that's an adequate apology. I'd like to know where she even got the word homely. Now, Betsy, I want the truth.
Well, you said it, Bobby.
Why, I never said that. Betsy, how could you?
Well, if you will excuse me, I don't believe I see the light going to the ice carnival.
Oh,
Aunt Effie, how could you have said such a thing?
I didn't say anything like that.
I'll just pack my suitcase. You call a taxi, please.
Oh, honestly, Aunt Effie. Betsy, now, Mommy never said anything.
You said it. You did, Mommy. You did.
I did not. I just did not.
Oh, Aunt Effie, please, wait.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. There's an old saying that money talks. Where Jack Benny is concerned, it laughs right out loud. Sunday, Jack learns that Mary Livingston has free tickets to the premiere of a Goldwyn movie. In his excitement, he suggests an after-theater supper with Mr. Goldwyn and learns too late that the check won't be on the house. Just for the fun of it, join us on TBS Radio Sunday as the Jack Benny Show comes your way on most of these same stations. Speaking of fun, here's Says Who with Henry Morgan and our Mitch Miller Show on Sunday, too. Says Who is the mystery voice guessing game. On Says Who this weekend, Joey Adams, Dagmar, Orson Bean, Hermione Gingold, and a famous mystery guest will all be on the panel. Sunday, CBS Radio's Mitch Miller Show invites you to meet popular theater personalities of London, Paris, and New York. Marcel Marceau, Siobhan McKenna, Ricardo Montalban, James Robertson Justice, and producer Gene Dalrymple will all be on the Mitch Miller Show to make it another gala evening on CBS Radio.
And Effie, now stop packing and listen. Betsy doesn't even know the real meaning of the word homely. To begin with, I apparently read it to her when I was reading Cinderella. The wicked stepmother was homely. See?
No, not exactly. Unless I'm not the wicked stepmother.
Oh, Effie, no, I'm trying to tell you. To Betsy, the word homely just means something she doesn't like. Like spinach is homely, or medicine is homely, or a rainy day is homely.
You mean that she doesn't like her Aunt Effie?
She doesn't like your straight hair.
Hmm?
She doesn't like her own straight hair. She said her hair is homely, too. Well, there's a new girl in Betsy's class, and I guess she has beautiful golden curls, and Betsy can hardly stand it.
Oh.
I know how she feels. Mine was always straight as a stick, too. Well, she's very unhappy about it. She wants curly hair.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. Betsy. Betsy! Come here, dear.
I suppose your hair, Aunt Effie, after all, it is rather severe, you know, drawn back with a knot and a hairnet over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, out of the mouth of babes, do you get the truth?
Well,
oh, Betsy, do you think Aunt Effie care up to be curly?
Oh, yes. I wish I had curly hair, too.
Well, it might just be that I'll march down and get one of those permanents. But in the meantime, Aunt Effie always has her old curling iron with her. Now, you come in here, and I'll put some curls in our hair before we go down tonight. Come on. And you and I are going to have curls.
Look, aren't we going to the ice carnival?
Yes, dear, in just a minute. You know, I think Betsy's right. If Aunt Effie changed her hair, I'll bet she'd look 15 years younger.
Well, another evening like this, and I'm going to look 15 years older. Now, come on. If we're going, let's go.
Well, warm up the car, dear. We'll be right out. We're just making
What was the old West really like? Were the men who won it really all cardboard heroes with strong jaws, loyal horses, and little sense? Were the bad men all mustache twirlers who spent their spare time kicking dogs and little children? If that stereotype picture seems a little ridiculous to you, you'll get a real sense of excitement from CBS Radio's distinguished Western drama, Gunsmoke, which brings you both the heroes and the bad men of the old West in three-dimensional human guise. Join Marshal Matt Dillon, upholder of the law in Dodge City, for another authentic and revealing story of the Old West on Gunsmoke tomorrow and every Saturday and Sunday. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie, Francie Myers as Betsy, and is produced by Walter Hart. Mrs. Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen in Monday for The Couple Next Door.